Jess in with you this morning. Now, last week we caught up with a number of the candidates who are running in the Upper Hunter by-election. At the moment, we have 9 candidates in the running. And last week, the Greens candidate came forward in Sue Abbott. She is a councillor on Upper Hunter Shire Council, has lived in the area for a long time. She joins me in the studio. Sue, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very busy. There's lots of you.
Yes, I'm sure.
It certainly goes to show how important the Upper Hunter electorate is, the fact that it's got so much interest. I mean, it's key for the government to win it so they don't lose a majority in government. But the focus on the region has been unreal.
Yes, it has. Well, it's a very important seat because the coalition government is basically sitting on, you know, on a knife edge, essentially. They need to win this. But it is time for change. And basically, the whole electorate wants to see something different. And that's why I've put my hand up for the Greens to put forward what the Greens think should happen and see how we go. So one of my major passions and issues that we must address is climate change. You know, it is here now, whether we like to admit it or not, and we must face it. Now, you know, climate change and the coal industry basically drives climate change, and we're seeing extreme weather events. And also, it has a major and very destructive impact on our air quality. And basically, there is no safe level of air pollution. And here in the Musselbrook and in Singleton areas, the air quality is worst of the state here. And that is something that our government should be ashamed of. So they have got monitoring stations here. They can watch us all dying, but they've done nothing else about it. And air quality is a major, major issue that needs to be addressed. And this has been raised by Doctors for the Environment. It's been championed by Dr. Bob Vickers from Singleton. And it is killing us. We know that. We know that across the world that air quality is very important. And we have shocking air quality here in Musselbrook and Singleton. I'd also like to just mention that coal is in decline. I know this is a big issue here in the Upper Hunter. They're obviously around Singleton and Musselbrook, it's an issue that is very important. But I would just like to say that we have two of the biggest buyers of coal in Australia are Japan and Korea, and they've both come out with their net zero emissions by 2050. And we can take from that means they'll be out of coal long before that. So we are losing the markets. The market is already deciding. The other thing is the EU is imposing carbon tariffs on laggard countries that don't have decent carbon strategies, and we're considered a laggard country. So we've got a very dark horizon there. And I have concern, and because of that, and because of no one really addressing this here amongst the candidates, I am concerned for the Upper Hunter and its local economy. And the Greens feel that we need to build renewable infrastructure so that we can electrify industries, so to enable the downstream jobs such as green steel, green aluminium, green manufacturing. We need to electrify transport. So we've got electric trains, electric buses, electric cars, electric trucks. And I'd like to point out that we are really well positioned in the Upper Hunter, and we have competitive advantages because we have abundant unused land from old mine sites, and we have proximity to the grid, and we have excellent transport access in road and rail infrastructure connecting us to the port in Newcastle. So those are my issues, and I just feel at the moment we're talking about the coal jobs, which are obviously important, but we should be having a moratorium on all new coal mines and coal expansions, and we must be moving out of coal sooner than later.
From the candidates we've spoken to so far, certainly coal and jobs has been the focus. You mentioned the moratorium on mine expansions and approvals and all that sort of thing. Certainly none of the candidates have really agreed with that, or basically Malcolm Turnbull came out and said probably 2 weeks ago now. You're probably the only candidate who does so far.
Yes, I agree. I don't normally agree with Malcolm Turnbull, but I certainly do in this instance, and he is right. And the the paper that came out, the research that came out of the Australia Institute, which is a public policy independent think tank, they've made it very, very plain that, you know, we cannot afford to have the actual coal mining, the new coal mines that are actually proposed. You know, we have got roughly 10 Adani-sized coal mine projects that could happen in the Hunter. We cannot afford that. The planet cannot afford that. We just can't. It would just destroy the economy, destroy the environment, and destroy our lives. So yes, I do agree with that. And interestingly, the Australia Institute conducted a poll of what the electorate thought, and across the political persuasions, the electorates they agree too. So their voices are not being heard. They're not being listened to by the candidates that are running at the moment, that've put themselves forward, because the electorate has made it quite plain. Across the board, generally, there's a couple, I think One Nation is different. But they're saying, no, we don't want new coal mines. And yes, we want to, I'm not going to use that T word, but we need to shift away from coal, and we need to be doing that sooner than later. Because if we don't, we're abandoning the coal miners. And that's just so grossly unfair. And there are other jobs. We have this small window of opportunity to continue with, you know, good economics, and you're just being irresponsible if you don't face that and think, okay, let's get to the table, let's do this. There are other unions who are already discussing this. So the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union have already looked at this, and they're already starting to come up with a plan, and they've just recently launched the Hunter Jobs Alliance. And so it's, you know, the unions are not all about coal. They can see that it's changing, and that if you don't actually do something now, you are abandoning the miners and you do not have their backs.
Before I let you go this morning, Sue, I do want to give our listeners an insight into you. Of course, you are a councillor on Upper Hunter Shire Council. Give us a little bit more about you.
I am, and I've just taken some time to be the Greens candidate, which is a real honour. I feel very honoured to have been asked by the Greens to do this. And I'm, as you know, I'm an independent councillor, but my views and my values align with the Greens. Yep. So this is an honour. I have lived in Scone for 38 years. My husband and I came to Scone in 1983. I was 23, so I was incredibly young. And we've lived here ever since. We had our four children here at the local hospital. They did all their schooling in Scone. Yep. They've since gone. I've been very involved with the community and the bit of a campaigner on many things. And one of the things was our local hospital in Scone had proposed downgrades back in the early 2000s, which were just going to completely downgrade the hospital. So started a campaign on that, which the community got behind, and we stopped that. And, to you know, public services are so important, and any downgrades on any public institution is a shame. And I just look at Scone TAFE that was recently sold off to Racing New South Wales, and that's just horrendous. That's an abomination, because we need public education facilities, and we're definitely going to need them even more so now for the post-coal economy. We're going to need institutions like TAFE's, public institutions, so that you can do the training of the new jobs and get the men and women who will be going into those, you know, suitably trained and ready for it, so that we're prepared. So we do need our TAFE's, our schools, our hospitals, all the allied health services. They need to be properly funded, and I've always been a champion for those. I've always stood up for that sort of, for those people.
Yeah. Well, Sue, we will of course catch up with you before May 22. But thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.